USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to visit multiple countries on a trip that begins Thursday with the United Nations Climate Conference. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the president feels confident leaving the United States days after the election.
He feels very good about where things stand, and he feels like he is going out on this trip with the wind very much at his back. And that gives him an excellent opportunity both to deal with competitors from a strong position and to rally allies.
The CDC is continuing to track a listeria outbreak.
A listeria outbreak that's led to one death and more than a dozen hospitalizations is being investigated by the CDC. It was announced yesterday that 16 cases had been confirmed over six states. The CDC says the actual number of infected people is likely higher because people can recover from the sickness without needing outside medical care. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Florida is dealing with the remnants of a hurricane, while North Dakota is being buried in snow thanks to a blizzard. The National Weather Service expects cities including Bismarck to see up to a foot and a half of snow through tonight. Wind gusts could reach up to 40 miles per hour in some spots. The storm has already caused a multiple vehicle crash on Interstate 94, which has led to numerous injuries. More than 100,000 Russian troops are dead or wounded since the beginning of the country's invasion of Ukraine. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley said those numbers are about the same for Ukrainian troops. About 40,000 civilians have also been killed or wounded. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Control of Congress still hangs in the balance as several House and Senate seats remain too close to call. Votes are still being counted in two high-profile Senate races.
With roughly 100,000 votes not counted in Nevada, 900,000 ballots in Arizona in need of tabulation, Republican Stephen Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder, explains the delay of the midterm results.
Once they go through signature verification, once they are deemed good signature, once they go through an audit queue, then they can be sent ahead to the board for tabulation. This number is immense, but it does inhibit us from having a higher percentage of returns available within the first 24, 48 hours. But it is important that we do signature verify all of those because it is how we confirm your identity.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is suing the Washington Commanders over what he calls a toxic workplace. AG Carl Racine says owner Dan Snyder lied for years about knowledge of a toxic work environment.
Sexual misconduct, harassment, and misogyny ran rampant.
Racine claims Snyder was at the heart of the problem, allowing for women to be treated in a demeaning manner by himself and several team executives. Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Carolina Panthers hosting the Atlanta Falcons. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.